Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's not what we wanted last night, for sure, when we talk about our Atlanta Hawks. It was ugly. 138-118 in the home opener. I think a lot of us, most of us, were excited about what this was going to look like. And the good news is, guys, they got 81 more games. The bad news is, game one, it didn't look like we expected it to, Mike. And, you know, you talk about the things that hurt this team last night. It's pretty simple. We didn't play defense.
No, as Nate would say, we didn't play defense.
We didn't.
No, it's just frustrating. I know that – thank you, Nate. It's still true. And you only get one chance to make a first impression, but it's 81 more games, I said on social media today. But, you know, we did sell the fans a bill of goods, right? That, you know, we got defense. We got three-point shooting. We're going to be tougher.
Yeah, and well, look, they sold us this bill of goods.
I sold the listeners, Carl. I feel dirty today after what I said.
They sold us
no,
this.
No, I mean, yeah, 81 more games to figure out, rebounded. Rebounding and hustling. You know, the transition defense was non-existent.
No, it was.
And that was ugly. And you mentioned it, 20 board difference. The points on transition, no three-point shooting what to speak of. Trey, too late getting involved in the game. I mean, I know that you and I said he'll be a – we talked with Brian Oliver yesterday, when to facilitate, you know, when to dominate. I thought Trey was too passive as far as taking shots in the first half.
Yeah. I want him to – I do want him to facilitate and get everybody involved, but he's still got to play his game. And his ability to do what he does will get everybody involved. The big thing for me is, and when we talk about not playing defense, guys, understand you gave up 69% percentage on two-pointers last night. No team should ever shoot 70%, okay? And then easy transition buckets. And, Mike, the game was within reach, but they go on a 14-0 run in the third quarter. It's a 9-point lead. All of a sudden it's 23. Game over. So – I don't know what that was. Jalen had 22 last night. He looked good coming off the injury. He looks like he's going to be a baller. Trey had 22. Didn't shoot the ball well from three-point land. 1-for-7. But Porzingis looked good. I mean, he had 22 or 20 points last night. I think it was 7 boards. But at the end of the day, it's an ugly loss. Leaves a bad taste right in your mouth. And you're like, they're going to get better. They will. What's the word? Connect. The connectivity that coach talked about. And that's going to happen. But it just didn't happen in game one. And I don't know, man. We get back to the preseason stuff with the Falcons all the time about whether guys should play. Trey said it. They didn't start any of those starters. That starting five was not out there for any of those preseason games. And then you got in game one, and they looked a little bit discombobulated.
Well, the good news is that the fans took this loss in stride and didn't overreact on social media. Every shot I seen was a miss. You see defensive potential. We need to shoot better and rebound. I was at the game. They're more physical than us. Yeah. And Reese, I think, to go out for a minute with they say he's okay. Man, Trey couldn't get the ball. Oh, man.
Lottery roster.
Yeah. Same old.
Lottery roster.
Talk about Toronto. I don't see anything changing as long as we have T.Y. at point guard. If offseason goes downhill, I hope they move on from Trey.
Okay.
Fire the GM and coach.
Wait a minute.
Just like the Braves going downhill.
Saleh just got the job.
I'll start watching once these prima donnas start playing defense. So there was a lot of positivity on my thread today after I said there's 81 more games to go here. So I tried to be rational today. I tried to be big picture, and this is what I got thrown back in my face.
I'm not worried.
Okay. Trey, I hope you're not. Look, they will be better, but look, they just looked out of sync last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, the spring – this isn't like baseball. You got a full month to play golf and run around the warning track.
It's true.
You know, and the hitters and pitchers get rolling. NBA's preseason is pretty negligible, and now, okay – all right, okay. You don't get really a lot of chance to coach these guys up, so because there's such a grind of the season. But the thing is, this was a game we all thought was a dub. Some of the next games coming up are tough to start the first quarter of the season.
At Magic,
that's it.
Friday.
It's all over.
Come on, Steve. OKC at home Saturday night.
Those guys took the tip off pretty serious.
Well, look, the rings did it. I mean, look, if I got a ring like that, I'm like, how do I get another one of these? They are motivated. Big O back at the studio. Can I hear Quinn Snyder talk about the enthusiasm? This is what Mike was talking about. By the way, Turtles got about an hour show for you tonight, and then we will get into Thursday Night Football.
Carl's apparently got another Galactic Lock of the Week.
What? I like the Chargers.
You didn't take them?
No, didn't take them. Right. I like the Chargers, though.
All right, more on that in a second.
All right. this is Coach Quinn Snyder. This is the enthusiasm. When everybody was talking about, hey, they got a sneaky good team, and look at all the moves they've made. He is simply saying that's got to be channeled in the right direction. The enthusiasm is good. I think we should be excited, but it didn't play out like that last night.
The enthusiasm we have needs to get channeled correctly into the things that they're going to help us win games. And you know, for our team, you know, we know what those things are, but they require focus and they require work.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I mean, it's hustle. It's effort.
Defense is.
You know, it's frustrating. I mean, look, it's just the first game, but you could not have had a bigger bomb on opening night. This was
dud,
a Broadway play.
Biggest big dud.
What the Hawks laid out last night.
They got, big they egg.
Cut it down to like four at one point, then just the wheels came off.
What'd they do?
The wheels came off, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, we were on our text tweet, our text connection with our guys.
Yeah, you were pretty positive last night.
I said, hey, man. All right, let's go back. I'll tell you.
You were pretty positive.
All right, let's
last
go.
Night.
Let's go take
not
a look.
Really.
Let's take
not
a look.
Really.
What I was writing last
yes.
night.
You were negative, Mr. Negative guy as well last
I
night.
I said, yeah, they closed at the four, then they lost the script, getting out rebounded. I didn't cuss.
Yes, you did.
I didn't cuss.
Keep scrolling.
I didn't cuss once. I just I cussed a little bit.
See?
I said, what is going on with this team? All right, let's get in gear.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Really get right. uncomfortable and leave.
Oh, would you shut up? Get uncomfortable. Man. I'm so over Patrick Beverly.
About as uncomfortable as
Get uncomfortable.
About as uncomfortable as Terry Rozier in that game about to hit the over.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not right. That's just not right. But while we're talking about this, we're going to wrap things up, guys, and take it back to the story of the day. We don't know where this goes, how it all plays out. But if you're just joining us,
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Not exactly the comment you might want to make after last night, Chauncey Billups.
The chips fall where they may. That's not the, you know, again, metaphorically, Carl, that's probably not where you want to go. Not the euphemism we were looking for.
Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier.
Now suspended. Former Blazers coach.
Yeah, that's true. Former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones. All arrested today as part of a wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games. Again, if you didn't hear our interview with Amy Dash today, go check it out because she said there's two big parts to this. One is the insider information that was provided by guys like Damon Jones about certain players not playing. The other one has to do with rigged poker games and four mafia families, which Chauncey Billups is related to. Nevertheless, these are serious charges. We don't know where this goes, but Mike, they said this is a year-long investigation covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
FBI made this bust today, and Chauncey was arrested in Oregon. All these arrests went down in different places, by the way.
Wherever the guys were.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, what's going on? Some guy's getting his morning workout in.
Can you imagine?
Oh, they just put Terry in the back of a cop car.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, sir, we need to talk to you. For what?
Now, again, two different cases all rolled into one, it sounds like, but there seems to be some potential crossover. The mob families is amazing. As Carl said, and we were talking about this earlier, very old school. But the lengths, and all of a sudden, boy, this will be a movie. What was that one that one with Adam Sandler, The Gems? I mean, this I get that guy to write the script on this one. It'd be a hell of a flick.
Gemstones, I think it
was.
Yeah,
whatever that was.
Yeah.
Uncut
Gems. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it had some basketball. As a matter of fact, Kevin Garnett was in
that. Makes a cameo in that, yeah.
But we'll talk more about this tomorrow, man. We are live at Gustin's. By the way, big shout-out to the staff. Tinker, thanks for being out here. All of our listeners who stopped by today. Big shout-out to Donnie. Thank you for having us out here, Donnie.
All the liquor and beer reps in town are here. They know where the party is, pal.
Of course they are. They're all showing up, man.
Everybody's here.
If you've never been out here at Gustin's, he's got one here. He's got one in Ackworth, guys. Make sure you stop by and check this place out. Great food, great staff, and we look forward to coming back out here. Appreciate to everybody involved with this broadcast. All right, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat. Thanks to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Also, we talked to Chad Bishop today about Georgia Tech. Big game for Tech. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow as well as we give you our picks of the week. Tech against Syracuse at home. It's going to be a big one for them as they continue to try to roll. Dogs are off this week. We'll get more into the Falcons and tell you the breakdowns of what the Falcons need to do against the Dolphins to win this game on Sunday. I know you think like I do. Dolphins are terrible. Doesn't mean they're not going to show up, guys, and they are desperate for a win. I said this to Coach, and he was like, yeah, you're a week away from humble. Let's hope that's not the case for us on Sunday. Friday, big show back in studio. Make sure you join us. Steve Coonan's going to join us. Also, our man Bryant McFadden, CBS analyst for the NFL, and a lot more. We'll go behind enemy lines down there in Miami and find out what the deal is. Make sure you tune in at 2. All right. G-Money, thank you. On-site engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer, Big O back at the studio, our engineer behind the scenes. All right, Mike, we got to get out of here, man. Chris has got you for about an hour, and then you get Thursday Night Football. All right, guys? Mike Bell, clear your throat.
And, again, Chargers -3 tonight. A lot of injuries at the running backs for L.A. tonight against Justin Jefferson and company.
I like L.A.
I think you were right on that one. Hey, man, we didn't mention this yesterday. So much Falcon talk being up in camp. You see who the Giants hired as their new manager?
No.
Tony Vitello. He's a Tennessee Vols baseball coach. He's never ever managed a minute, an inning of professional baseball at any level. He won the College World Series with the Vols a year ago. He's been a great coach there, and he negotiated for a couple of days with the Giants. So it didn't exactly come cheap. They had to buy him out of Tennessee.
That's crazy.
But Buster Posey, who's running the show in San Francisco, rolling the dice on a guy who's never been a major league manager. He knows his baseball, and I know it's not like they're playing a different sport, but kind of a curious hire as the Braves are still looking for our skipper.
Well, I'm glad you brought us to the Braves because there are rumors out there. You know I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. Danny Lehman, Dodgers bench coach, Cubs bench coach, Ryan Flaherty, interesting potential choice. Tigers bench coach, George Lombard. These are names that you're hearing for the Braves. Don't sound familiar? They don't, because they're not former Braves. Not necessarily all connected to the organization in one way or another. Bottom line is this. Throw a wide net out, see what happens, talk to everybody, and then make a decision. I don't think, guys, they're going to announce anything until after.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The World Series is over. Because if they would have already had their guy, they would have told us. I think they're waiting. We'll see where it goes. But you're hearing a lot of names, Mike. I don't know who they've pinpointed as maybe the person, but I just think the Braves are doing the right thing. Talk to everybody and then see who you like. We're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
Hey, I got a card game for you. My friend Johnny Roast Beef and Tony Spaz.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay.
Happen. It's not going to happen.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.